Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Tad Wagner and I have been having a conversation on the beautiful role of fatherhood to families. Tad, as we close out the week, I want to remind our listeners, you're a dad of 7 kids. You still have your sanity. Is Annie doing okay too?
Yes, she is the anchor of the whole thing. She really is. She's an amazing lady.
Tad's family, they range from 7 years to soon to be 20 in their children, 5 biological children, 2 children that they adopted after providing them foster care, had a beautiful opportunity to adopt them, have welcomed them into their home. They are multiracial. And so it's just their family I love. I love their family. They are an example of God's love. Tad, you and Annie actually have a family mission statement. What is it?
Well, it's really just a few simple words that we use as guides for how we prioritize our time and attention. The first is just simply love. And it's first love God and then use that as an impetus for loving others. Second is live and learn. And it's basically the idea of we want to use the daily activities of life. We want to prioritize education. We homeschool our kids. So we want to prioritize that and teach our kids diligently. But we also want to let things like chores and doing a garden and keeping bees and things like that to serve as a learning opportunity for our kids. When we're on vacation, we visit museums and activities like that. And the third one is laugh. And that's to value and prioritize relationships with family and friends. And laugh epitomizes that to me. And the last one is leave a legacy. And that's the idea that the most important thing that we pass on is the education and training of our kids to be godly people and to live up to those first three values or mission statement items that we have there.
The beauty of leaving a legacy. Each of us have the opportunity to do that. So what an honor to have a conversation this week with you, Tad, on the importance of fatherhood. God bless you, Tad.